The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Well, I gotta really feel for this guy. He was in a weird situation. It did not go his way. He's been listening for a little while. He's never reached out to us before at email@daveandchuckthefreak.com. But he said, it's taken me 4 years to even admit this to anyone. But when I was in my mid-20s, I just started dating this girl that I worked with at the gym. Mm-hmm. It was like a higher class gym, so there was a decent amount of rich and well-known people there. Mm-hmm. So we got to know this one couple pretty well. They were about 15 years older than us. The wife was a famous porn star.
Okay.
I'm not going to say her whole name, but her porn last name was Lust.
Okay. I know who it is.
Okay. We went out with them a few times. But this time was different. My girlfriend and Lust started getting a little frisky.
Yeah, of course.
So we end up going back to their house.
Mm-hmm.
They got even more frisky.
Uh-oh.
We're all wasted. We end up switching partners. Here I am with this incredible MILF porn star.
Yeah.
And I couldn't perform.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at my girlfriend at the time. Getting railed by this older
he's
guy.
She's just getting destroyed.
That's the dude that landed the porn star.
Yeah. So he destroys bits.
Took her on a wild journey through delight.
He probably is a porn star himself.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller. Probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lust offered to do anything I wanted while giving me a Billy Joel, and the little guy would not react. Eventually, I just got up and walked out because I started crying.
This guy.
I would have done anything.
He started crying. It's the saddest story.
I was so embarrassed and pissed that I let this amazing opportunity to do a porn star go by.
Can we look up this porn star?
Yeah.
So I can see her. What's
her whole name? I need to know her. What's her whole name? Do you know her whole name?
Well, it's we're not. We can't be 100%.
We can't just say that she did
how many,
this.
Like, yeah, it seems pretty common in the porn world to have your whatever Lust.
Yeah, that's like.
There's a million like chicks with the last name.
Yeah, exactly. It's Smith.
That's the Smith of porn.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Look at them knockers.
Well, porn.
I didn't see. Oh, yeah.
I put the name on the screen for you, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me see. So, okay. Oh, I'm not on your screen. So they.
Well, let me look her up here.
They're not from around here.
Yeah.
Around this area?
Yeah.
There was a porn star living here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, she's. Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of her.
She's big time, too. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow, look at this title of this one.
I've even heard of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Lisa's heard of her.
Right,
she's reached out to be on the show with us.
I think
that's
so.
How yes. I heard okay. of
now.
Her.
I totally
okay.
get it. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Wow,
he lost his shot with this big knockered porn star, huh?
Yep.
I mean, crying, limp, dick fool. That is so sad. Oh,
but he didn't make him feel better. He just,
rubbing
it in. Admitting this, he hasn't been able to talk about it, and we just rip him apart. But.
That is. Thanks for sharing your story, you crying, limp, dick, bitch of a man. Sadness in your genitals, sadness in your face. You should probably just call it quits.
Oh, my God.
Poor You're guy. An embarrassment.
You can kind of understand being a little bit nervous. She's had
just insane stuff.
She's had insane things happen to her.
That's too intimidating, right? Is for some guys.
There's nothing I could do to Miss Lust that would even remotely please her.
Make a dent?
No. There really isn't.
I mean, maybe that's what got in his head, but to cry.
Crying is crazy.
Crying while your girlfriend's getting railed by probably a porn star.
But that's probably what made him cry, too. Imagine beating her bits were taken.
The combination of it all together. He's seeing his girlfriend. He can't get it up. He's embarrassed by everything. And he's wasted.
And
emotions
says,
are peaking.
Like Miss Lust was being nice about it.
Yeah,
and
well,
he just cried.
She's seen it all. You know what I mean?
Cried and ran.
Like, probably saying, what can we do, baby? What can we do to help
She's
you?
Like, well, she was probably offering to stimulate any way mm-hmm. possible.
Oh, I'm sure she had all the tricks up her sleeve.
Of course. She's got all the sex tricks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a sad story.
I didn't realize her history around here, where she's from and where she's
from. I didn't know either. Really.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Just got a little behind-the-scenes video here on her Twitter.
Behind the scenes is always cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that is cool. Very cool.
It's not as... It's crazy, though, because it's like the behind-the-scenes stuff that you see in porn, where it's just like...
Jokes and weirdness.
Well, they're just...
It's a job.
It's just a job. Like, they're...
So
they don't even care.
Off duty, you know, she's not
off duty.
How do you get the butt wedding job?
She's off duty. But how? So she's off duty, and she's like trying to, she's doing this on her spare time.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
is she directing porns now?
She definitely was.
I think she has a hand in like directing and producing.
Producing.
Stuff.
Well,
that's how you end up making
all the money. Right?
I think she still does some scenes, but I'm not totally up on my Mrs. Lust facts.
Yeah.
Off duty.
So she's off duty right now.
So
she's actually on a set. But she's off duty. She's not on the clock.
Like, so, yeah, she
it looks like
she
was, about to be on duty.
I think so.
I'm saying, like, I'm not talking about what I'm watching there. I'm talking about, like, at the gym. She's off duty.
Yes.
And she's just, like, hooking up. Like, this is what she does in her spare time.
She's a sexual being, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure
like,
her
it's
and
not
that
acting,
guy.
No.
Like,
I think a lot of those girls, it's just...
That's a part of their life.
Yeah.
They're just horny chicks.
They don't go home and they're like, you know...
No.
Okay,
yeah.
Normal.
Right. No. They're not just making breads and...
Right.
No.
Things like that.
No, they're banging people.
Yeah, they're having sex.
Yeah.
So even off duty, she likes sex with other people.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
I know.
Wonder what she said to him, like, to make it. Did she make him feel better?
She sounds nice. Like, he doesn't say anything bad about her.
Well, yeah.
Like, she just said that she was offering to, she was giving him a BJ, trying to help him out. She said she'd do anything to help him, but he couldn't.
Nothing was working.
You poor, crying, limp-dicked.
I guess they do this a lot. So just from people in the area say that, yeah, that people know
this
that
happens
they,
all the time.
Yeah, they get around. They like to experiment with people.
Mm. Well, listen, if you've married a porn star.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride.
Stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Someone said that the kind of similar thing happened to him. Man, so many people know who we're talking about.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's
we put everything
most,
out there.
It's the second you said the last name, I think everybody in the world.
As soon as you
said
the last name, I knew who it was. Actually,
yeah.
Once you said like a local, I think you alluded to as a local, I knew exactly who it was going to be.
She's won Hottest MILF 4 years in a row at the Adult Video News Awards, kind of like the Oscars.
She's accomplished, for sure.
Yeah.
Highly
she's
decorated.
Not gross. She's in great shape.
Yeah.
She's a cop.
She's very nice. I've met her before. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's just trying to get on the show, right? Well, I'm sure she's nice. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't need to get on this show.
Well, she tried. That's what James just said.
I know. Probably just
I don't know why. Why did she want on the show?
When I met her, I think pushing a book or something.
Oh,
or
short
something
a book?
She wanted to
about,
promote.
Like, just the porn industry?
Either off-duty experiences?
Off-duty.
Yeah. She's got way more money than us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for sure.
That poor, poor, impotent bitch of a man.
I know.
Oh, I know.
Limp
I know.
Dick, crying thank you for listening. Bitch. Thanks for reaching out. Same situation, except without a porn star, this guy said. Me and my ex and a decent-looking chick. The chick is going downstairs on my ex. I get the green light to do the chick from the other side, and I could not get it to go. I will never forget that devastating moment.
Man.
First time I had sex with my girlfriend, took him about 45 minutes to stand tall because I was so nervous when she was nude on top of me. 45 minutes. She's patient.
That is a patient lady.
I would have gave up on myself after about 10.
Yeah, like this isn't like, okay, happening today.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm not performing.
Yeah.
This is incredibly embarrassing.
Someone said he said that was his girlfriend at the time. Did this end that relationship?
Oh, for sure. Mm. I mean, it didn't end it probably, but it was one of the...
It's no good when your man's crying because he can't get hard to rail the porn star in the other room while you're getting railed by her. Probably just gigantic dick.
Yeah.
Husband or whatever.
Yeah.
Fella.
Fella.
Yeah, I guess the combination of everything got in his head. Plus, he was probably incredibly wasted, and that doesn't help. Mm. Someone said, just to make this guy feel better, I was going to have a threesome once. Two girls wanted to have sex with both of them, but I could not get it up, and I left with my head hanging in shame.
Listen, I think this happens more than people realize in crazy scenarios where the pressure's on.
Yeah, the pressure's on, I think, and then a lot of times those situations develop because you've been partying.
Oh, yeah.
So your wiener's as drunk as you are.
Yeah.
If not more stuff involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, you gotta not cry.
To me, the whole, like, you bring your girlfriend to, and a porn star gets a hold of her.
How did they do it? Like, so he was, they were in, like, he could see his girlfriend. So I wonder if they have a room with two beds, or they're just.
They're just going at it. I'm sure it's just
whatever. I wonder who the guy is.
Well, I know who the guy is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, people.
If it's the same guy.
People know who he is.
Can we look him up?
Oh, I don't think he's in the business.
He's not in the business.
Mm. Oh, I thought he was in the business.
He has another job.
Too.
No, no, he's in the, he's in a different industry.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
he does that for a living.
You guys are good at charades.
That was.
You guys are awesome at charades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I got exactly what Chuck was acting out, and then I looked over at Dave, and I got exactly what he was acting out.
Yeah.
Like, perfect. You guys are good.
We had to play charades back in the day.
Yeah,
that was the only thing you could do. There was no real games.
That was the entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Master charadesman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a tough scene all around for that poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy.
But thanks for sharing your...
You had to get that off.
I think you just had to let someone know that happened to him. And I will not ever identify him.
No, God, no.
Yeah, I mean,
who that knows is what kind of partying he was up to, too. I mean,
what a confession.
But it happened, so that should make him feel better.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does happen. A lot of guys share. And Chuck's right. I think threesomes are too intimidating for some people, or even swapping partners. They think it sounds amazing, but then when they get down to it, they're like, oh, God.
Especially with an experienced porn star.
Like I'm telling you this right now. Like, it haunts me to this day. The video that I saw probably in my late teens of a, like, it was a nighttime video that was happening, so it was like that green effect, and it was two girls and a boyfriend, and they started doing stuff, and he's like filming it, and they were like, all right, come on, start doing, and he couldn't, and he had to finally just leave, and it it haunts me. I'm like,
you never
God.
Forgot it.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. And so I've always known that even if you're in some kind of crazy, like, threesome thing, there's a chance it doesn't happen
Could
for
go
you.
Wrong.
Yeah, for sure. There's a chance. Yeah. And then what?
Yeah. And then you feel really bad about
like,
yourself.
Like, how do you think this can...
Lendra.
Yeah. didn't make it any better.
No, you didn't.
Didn't make it any better at all.
You just finished it.
Blender cussed.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, we have no idea if she's actually ever done anything outside of
work. We don't know if this is true.
No, this is just what this guy's saying. Allegedly, this is what he's saying.
That video, I've heard you talk about that video before with the dude and the two chicks, and it's like, it haunts me just hearing it.
Yeah. Let's go to Patrick, who's
they
with us.
They started laughing at him.
No.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, have you had an amazing but embarrassing night out?
Yes, I have. One sec.
Not much. Go ahead, talk.
No, he said one sec.
Oh, one sec.
Yeah. He's putting us on hold. One sec.
Are you putting on hold?
Yeah. I was just plugging in my headphones. My phone's weird.
Okay.
That's so I was seeing this girl. And she was kind of couch-shaped. I was pretty depressed. We had sex beforehand, and it was her 18th birthday in the hotel party. And so, anywho, I had never drank before, really. I was like 17. And stuff starts going down. Her friends start getting horny. I'm the only guy there because no one shows up. So they all decide, all four of them, that they're going to hang out with me and, start performing on me. Well, they start trying to make it happen, and I can't get it up.
It didn't work.
So they move over to each other, and after about 10 minutes of that, I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Didn't work out for him. I think I was getting...
Did he say his girl was shaped like a couch?
Couch or a cow?
Yeah, couch. Couch. You never say cow.
Okay, I hope not.
You just
not.
Say she was a cow. You don't say shaped like a cow.
Shaped
like a couch.
You know, so he was with a bigger girl. So he couldn't get it up in a big girl fivesome?
Well, that's normal.
Is that technically called a stampede?
What do you call it?
A big girl five.
A furniture store?
Mm-hmm. Call that the Buick dealership?
It's an art van. Yeah.
I call this the Buick parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Holy smokes. Jesus.
Sounds like a rough night.
It doesn't sound good. It didn't sound good before he couldn't get it up.
Big girl five.
Ouch.
Her and her friend. No one else showed up because no one else wanted to.
Imagine though.
It's crazy.
You're stuck in a big girl fivesome.
So let's
hear
it. You're
lucky to make it out alive.
Yeah.
From the female perspective with voice changing technology. Oh, again, we have new voice changing technology, so we'll see how it goes
hit
here.
Or miss here.
Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning, Balls.
We're wondering if you've been a part of an embarrassing night out. Amazing, but embarrassing at the same time.
Yeah, so when I was in college, we got real drunk after, like, a Duke Michigan State game, and four of us were going to go back and have a foursome. On the walk home, one of the guys was so drunk, he ended up finding his friend and hopped in his friend's car, so now it's just the three of us in a threesome. We started hooking up, and the guy's penis could just not participate, so he's like, well, I'm going to go get you guys shots, and he leaves the room. We end up locking the door behind him, and I end up having my first full-on lesbian experience, which was great.
He was locked out.
We didn't ever let him back in.
Yeah, he was locked out.
Did he knock? Did he whine or moan outside?
Did he cry?
Did he pound?
He was pretty drunk and wasted, so I think he pretended that he forgot, and we just let it all go like that.
Everyone forgot. Yeah, just.
Yeah, he won't.
Oh my God.
He forgot.
He didn't forget.
Oh, Kool-Aid man threw that.
Sorry, I think the door got
changed. Hey!
Not if you can't perform.
Yeah, right about that, Lisa. I hightail it and run if I can't perform.
I'll never see you again.
You'll never see me again. That's when I live my life on the railroad.
I would have shoved a cayenne pepper up it to get it going. I don't care what. I would have figured it out. I would have been in the kitchen working on it. I don't know what it's going to take. I would have smacked it with a rubber mallet. I would have done something. You figure it out.
The girls are hiding.
Like
I got cayenne pepper in here.
I'm smashing books on it. I would have done everything.
That poor guy.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, the other guy bailed. I mean, he was just like, I'm out of here. He knew better, right?
Well, you never know how great these threesomes really are.
Yeah.
It just sounds better on paper, I think, a lot.
For the most part, yeah.
It's too much pressure
on
the
guys. I'm sure some of them are incredible, but some of them sound
better. That's the thing. The guy's got all the pressure in that.
Well, women don't.
No, you can always perform.
And if until you know somebody who has these things all the time, like you don't really, you know, and you talk to them, it's a lot of work,
right?
You get the
scoop on it.
You get the scoop on it.
Like what you have to do. And if you're lazy, it's not good.
It's almost impossible if you're not in shape. It's almost impossible. You have to train for it. Yeah. I had a friend who literally started working out.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Because his girl was into these, and that's what he had to do.
Same thing happened to me. We were all wasted as well. I blacked out halfway through all of it. The girl ended up starting crying in this one.
Man, they end with tears a lot.
A lot end with tears.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about an email we got from a listener. He had a chance to swing with a famous porn star and her guy. So they were going to switch partners. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend went with the porn star's husband, and he was with this famous porn star, last name Lust, he alleges. He said it was amazing. He just could not get aroused. He ended up weeping. He left, ran out of the room because he started to cry. And pissed that he missed this amazing opportunity. So we're wondering if you've had an amazing but embarrassing night. It started out incredible, but it took a hard, hard, sad turn.
Soft turn.
Well, it doesn't have to just involve a soft wiener.
You know, the thing about the porn star, I bet she couldn't even identify this story that it's happened so many times to her.
You think a lot of dudes would probably be intimidated by her.
Yeah, I bet if she's like out there listening, she's like, oh God, which time was that where the guy couldn't do it?
Because like, yeah, like you think you get in your head and you're just like, if you start telling yourself like, there's nothing I can do to this girl that's going to take her on a journey at all.
No.
Yeah, she's been on every journey.
She's well traveled.
She's been on journeys so you can't like Frodo. Don't even have a map for. Yeah.
This is crazy.
She's been to Mordor.
James, online they claim that this porn star we're talking about has had a fling with John Cena.
Oh, that lucky girl.
What a lucky girl.
Yep.
Makes sense because I'd say she's got similar looks to one of John Cena's exes.
She does.
She's got a type for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Someone said, you guys are scaring me. I'm actually in the batter's box for a threesome with my wife and a hot lesbian.
Well, dude.
Well, just be ready. I mean, and you'd never know what could happen.
You're going to want to condition your wiener.
I had a threesome once with my ex and her best friend. We talked about it. It was okay. Till she left the house crying and took off in the car. Me and her friend still finished, though.
Oh, that's mean.
I had to convince her to come back.
That's just one of those situations where a girl is trying to
do something she's not comfortable with.
She's not, and she's trying to like keep the guy happy, and then, you know.
Their slutty friend just finish me.
This came in through text. My wife, he says, is an amateur porn star, and this happens a lot when we get going. Guys get in their head when they find out what she does.
Of course.
You just like, you know, you're not going to be
any kind of pressure.
Is it just too intimidating to be with a porn star?
It's the pressure of it.
I think most guys want to just at least like rock it somewhat. Like,
yeah. Anytime you could be under a time crunch. You could be under like whatever like the external pressure of something is. It can shut it down.
Yeah. So, that I'm picturing Chuck in the kitchen screaming clear, trying to shock it.
Clear! 2 9-volt batteries.
Oh, it burns.
Starting to glow.
I don't care.
I'd have an onion in my butt.
Someone said that guy couldn't get hard. I got hard when you said her name.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's
glad you texted that.
Yeah, question mark.
Erection.
Uncontrollable penis.
Stop your erection text.
Gross.
Don't text us while you're erect.
That is a great rule. Yeah. No erect texting here on Dave and Chuck.
You wouldn't get any more text.
You're right, then the text goes dry.
Erect.
I was in the middle of an orgy, and I actually lost it after seeing my buddy's dong. It looked like an elephant trunk, and it freaked me out.
Oh.
You gotta know who you're going to battle with.
Yeah. You gotta want to be in the same squad.
Same, yeah, exactly. The same league.
Yeah, you want to be.
Oh. Oof. Gage is in on a regular line in Fort Myers. Gage, did you have a night that was started amazing but ended embarrassing?
I would say it's pretty embarrassing. But so in high school, spring break, me and my buddy were hooking up with this girl, and about an hour beforehand, I had, long story short, I hit my head on a counter, like on a granite sink, and so when we started, I started feeling like liquid running down my face, so I went to the bathroom and I saw that it was blood. So, and when I walked back into the room, my buddy, I just saw his bare white ass, and it was pretty embarrassing for me. So I stopped and just let him keep going, and that's about how that went.
That'd be my story. Yeah, I'd like fall and hit myself, right?
Split
my head open or something.
Sounds like his buddy's bare white ass scared him.
Well, that's not a good...
The blood.
If you haven't walked around the corner and seen your buddy's bare white ass, yeah, I don't understand. I saw my buddy's bare white ass on a golf course one time.
You did.
We were, like, drinking.
Being silly guys.
No.
Wacky.
No.
Wacky.
So we're drinking in one of my buddy's backyards. One of the guys disappears. We're like, dude, where is blah, blah, blah. We're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, three of us, like, go wandering out. We're, like, on the golf course, and we look. There's something bright white.
Is that a star? What is it?
Over by the green. There's, like, a green because it's on the golf course. We're like, something, what the hell is that? We get closer, and you realize it's...
Oh.
He had found someone willing to...
Oh.
Go for the hole in one.
Goodness.
We're like, oh, there. He is. Yeah. And it was disturbing. Yeah. It's disturbing to watch your buddy plow. You got to get the hell out of there.
For sure. Let's go to Mark, who's next in Boston. Mark, I'm wondering if you had a night that started amazing but ended embarrassing.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I definitely did. First of all, prepare to peg.
Preparing to peg.
Preparing to peg, sir. Prepare to peg. Peg!
That's hilarious. My baby brother, I used to work at this YMCA camp, and they had a bunch of foreigners that worked there, and they're always looking for somewhere to go on the weekend. So I had a party at my house, had these girls over, and had two of them in our downstairs living room on the, like, pull-out, you know, like, sofa.
Yeah.
And my baby brother had come downstairs and, like, woke up and walked in on me railing these two girls. Mm. And the one girl started screaming, the other girl started, like, throwing a fit, and the other one girl goes so embarrassed she started crying, and it ended up being this whole huge thing, and you know, they all left and was just left there with me and my baby brother.
Oh wow, that is not,
not
the
good
night
at all.
You envisioned.
No, my goodness.
Drinking Lego.
Someone said when I was 20 I was about to have my first girl threesome. While watching them with each other, I unfortunately got too excited.
Oh no.
And finaled within the first minute.
That's the other side of it, huh?
I was so embarrassed, I just left.
That's the other side of it.
That is the other side.
Hey, ladies, what we food?
I'll go make some snacks.
I'm just going
to go.
I will retire for the evening.
I'll be in the study if you sluts need me.
Oh, man, huh?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. It's a real risk. You're really rolling the dice that you're gonna be like a porn star guy.
You just hope that you're right in right there.
Someone said there's actually a video of Christy Mack, another porn star, driving around trying to pick up random guys to bang. A bunch of them end up getting in the van naked, but can't get it up.
This happens all the time. These things, like the random van thing, they'll do it where they'll find like a couple of like I would say are actual guys, but then they got a ringer. They always have the ringer.
Yeah.
Who's like, that guy's a porn star.
Right.
He's ready. You know, he's
gigantic.
You know.
Yeah.
But those poor guys who can't even do anything. Because you've signed a waiver.
Yeah, now it's just on video.
Signed a waiver.
Oh my God.
It's on video forever. It doesn't go anywhere. It's on Pornhub forever.
Dude, if that ever happened to me and I couldn't perform on camera on a video that was on Pornhub, yeah. I would talk to Elon Musk and I'd be like, send me into space. Test out whatever on me.
Yeah.
Give me a robot suit, whatever you got, yep. Man. The freakiest, the most dangerous stuff.
Yep. Put an implant in my brain, launch me to Mars.
Well, someone asked this question. What's worse then? Can't get it up or finale in a minute?
can't get it up.
Can't get it up. Because at least finale, you finale.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the worst.
Right. You're like, hey, well, I got... he works just a little too good.
He's awesome at working.
Ian in Toledo. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
All right. I got to say, it does happen quite a bit. I was a little bit younger. Basically, went out to the bar. Super hot girl. I mean, probably the hottest girl I've ever slept with. Basically, go back after the bar. Her mom's up, hanging out. She makes us breakfast at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Sit there and ate like a pig. Basically, go upstairs with the girl. We're fooling around, mm-mm. And I had to poop. I couldn't do it.
Big old sausage gravy breakfast got you.
Big breakfast will do that to you.
If you gotta poop, you're not.
So we fool around for a while, you know, a bunch of love and stuff, you know, it doesn't end up happening. We end up falling asleep. Mm. But I did redeem myself. Woke up before anybody. Snuck downstairs, took care of business.
Yeah.
Went back upstairs.
All right, well, that's good. At least you recovered the next day.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a bad... You can't eat a full breakfast.
You can't eat a big old breakfast.
No way.
No.
Steve's in New Hampshire. Steve, did your night start amazing but turn embarrassing?
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys? Penis balls, big fan.
Penis to you, sir. Thanks,
man. Yeah, so my buddy and I were out in Vegas, and we picked up these two lovely ladies. You know, over the night, made it back to my hotel room. Start getting after it. He gets in a little bit sooner than I do. So I join in about 10 minutes after him. And about 2.5 minutes later, I catch my finale. And I pretty much had to sit in the bathroom for like a half hour listening to him beat cheeks. And I'm just out of the game. Ooh. Just bored by myself.
Yeah.
And I couldn't leave because it was my room, you know?
Yeah, it's just 28 minutes of shame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Big shame. A lot of shame.
That's where you high-five him. Hey, man, thanks for carrying that one.
Good work.
You did.
Nice job.
Dynamite Sometimes work. In a tag team match, one guy does all the work.
Yep.
You still got the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Still got the pin.
Having a night. We were hopping from party to party. I was with a couple of friends. At the end of the night, went back to my friend's house with this girl. This girl came with me. We banged a bit. We passed out after. I woke up an hour later with my friend screaming at me because there was... Oh, Jesus. No, it was... It gets dark-sided. What? Anyway, she was... It was her monthly visitor.
Oh my...
And they screamed like they were there.
Well, there was some murder. Things that you thought. Something. Looks you up.
You would think there's a murder.
Yeah, and... Mom's couch, you know?
Yeah. Mom's going to be mad.
Someone said, guys don't realize it's not about the guy. It's all about the girls. And I dated a stripper. She loved women. And several times I would just go to bed or get a sandwich. It is so much work to be with two women. You constantly worry about pleasing them and making sure that you don't spend too much time on one and not on the other. And you worry about your girl getting jealous.
Yeah, man. My buddy, he broke it all down. He was like, he was stressed.
Yeah, it sounds stressful
to me. He was stressed. He was like on a treadmill.
To me, it's the same as like being in one of those things where you got to like ride the bike and then swim and then shoot the triathlons or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's not doing it anymore?
I don't think so. I think you got to get out of that game.
You can only be in that game
for a while,
it loses
right?
its luster, I think, you eventually
Although
grow up.
I think
up.
There's like old swingers out there.
Yeah, there are. That,
well,
yeah.
I don't think you're ever really truly out of the game, but I think the game of every weekend something's happening slows down.
Yeah.
That's crazy to even think about being with two chicks trying to do your best work.
It's just about, it is about the girl all the time, because it's just about, the girl is the one that gets the other girl, you know? And so you're basically, you're the guy that kind of girl likes, and then you're just along for the ride, and you have to try and keep up.
Yeah.
Right?
This person said, when I was in college, I did a bunch of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
One night, these two snow bunnies come over for a threesome. I was doing great until I felt my arm go numb.
Oh, well.
Jeez. Long story short, I had a heart attack mid-funnelingus.
Oh, my God. That's worse than I thought.
Well, thankfully you're still with us, sir.
Yeah, thank God.
Because those whores could have just left. Those whores could have just ran out on you.
Excuse me, Slots. I'm going to have some nitroglycerin real quick.
Oh, my.
Jeez.
It's bad.
Nothing like a threesome death.
Jeezy Pete's.
Cocaine heart attack. Dustin's in
can happen.
Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing okay. We're talking about a night that went from amazing to embarrassing. Did it happen to you?
It actually happened to one of my friends.
Okay.
So it was his first time ever having sex, and we were actually having an orgy at my house.
Wow, first time orgy.
Yeah.
Get him in there.
Yeah, so we were going. It was just me, him, and then two other girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up finishing before him, surprisingly. And so I had left the room. I had taken a shower. And I come back in to him kneeling on my bed, crying, butt naked, because his condom had broke.
And he had finished. Oh, no.
Yeah, he'd finished inner.
Oh, no. The old once and you're done.
You talk that, about how scary it is to see a man's white ass, but to see your buddy naked and crying.
You're right. That's worse. That's worse. Oh, what's also worse is finishing before your virgin buddy.
I will say that.
Yeah,
right.
He's
oh, my God. He's a champion.
Yeah, he is lasting.
All right. So he got a couple of children now?
he does, but not with that girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He snaps right through those condoms.
He was a virgin, right? So he's probably like, I'm never having sex again. It turns out I did.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He's like, put some pants on, man.
Oh, the fear.
Stop crying.
I had a threesome with my smoke show side piece, Muscles McDouche Long Dong. He's railing her like last year. So his buddy, I guess, is a handsome-looking, well-endowed man. Just to translate that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching him rail her like Lassie. I don't know what's happening here. But so hot I finaled. So hot I finaled and had to watch him rail her for 40 minutes. No tears, but lots of quick trigger shame.
Mm. So he somehow was turned on by the fact that this girl was being nailed by another guy, mm-hmm. and it made him finale.
And then I just had to watch it for a lot longer. Got drunk in Miami. I banged two women. I did my thing, but during the night, I peed the bed.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I was so embarrassed. I jumped up and took off as one woke up confused like, yo, what the F did you do?
Yeah.
Bye. One more quick call here. Jake, happened in Alaska?
Yeah, I was working up in Alaska. Morning, penis balls.
Penis. Oh.
Yeah, I was working up in Alaska, and I met this girl at the hotel, and she was working there, and she was an actual Eskimo, you know? And, you know, we went out, and a couple of her friends and everything, we were all getting all, you know, drinks were flowing and everything. Well, she took me back to her house, and they made, like, some weird native food.
Okay.
For us all to eat.
Yeah. Eskimo food.
Me and this girl slip off into the bedroom. You know, things are starting making out and everything. Well, all of a sudden, I start getting the spins. Like, I was like, oh, no, this ain't good.
Uh-oh.
And so I kind of tell her, like, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. So I run across the bathroom. And the bathroom was really set up weird. The toilet was, like, hidden in the back, and I couldn't find it. And I'm hurling, and I'm covering my mouth, trying to make sure I don't hurl over things. Well, it didn't work. With me covering my mouth, it made this big puke sprinkler.
Oh, God.
All over the friggin' bathroom. And then finally found the toilet and ended up finishing my business in there. And I tried to clean it up as best as I could, and she walks in. She's like, oh, my God. I puked all over her pants for her work and everything.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh,
what did she feed you? What was it, like whale fat?
It's great.
It was something. Whale blubber.
Yeah.
Yeah, fermented whale blubber.
Native Eskimo food.
Huh.
She was an actual Eskimo.
I don't think we've ever heard of Eskimo sex story.
Yep.
Eskimo sex.
First ever Eskimo sex story. Sure.
I never even put those two words together.
No, I didn't either. Like it sounds like some sort of crazy move.
Eskimo sex.
I had Eskimo sex tonight.
They're not Eskimos anymore, right?
No, I don't think that's what you're supposed to call them.
No.
No, you don't call them Eskimos. It's like
just natives.
Bad term, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We never heard that.
No.
Try my traditional meal.
Okay.
Should make you throw up in a few minutes.
What's in this?
Baby seal.
Whoa.
I got whale fat.
Oh, yeah. You really can taste that. Oh, that's a bad night. And one more text. A girl here, college years, started hooking up with this amazing hot guy who'd been flirting for ages. And he ended up finishing before he could even
do anything.
Be in. Wow. Fast forward 2 years. We get to try again. Once again, he finaled on my leg.
Man, she gave him a...
Before anything could happen.
Chance. Another chance, too. He's just like, I can't.
Sorry. I kind of love that God said, we will make this man incredibly beautiful. But I'll give him this problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, nature balances it out.
They do. It does some weird stuff.
He said he was going to go outside, smoke a cigarette, and he just left.
I'm going to just go. That's what I did that to a gas station. I quit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Like, I'm totally just going to go smoke.
He did the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We do tend to bring up the legendary creeper from Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill, on the show.
Yeah!
I realize people may not have ever
seen that movie.
And have no idea who Buffalo Bill is, but he's the creeper from the Silence of the Lambs classic movie from years ago. Have you ever had a moment, though, with someone like that? What was your Buffalo Bill type moment or situation? If you have a story and you can share it, you can reach us on the Dave and Chuck lines at 1-855-954-6969. Your moment with someone uber creepy, really. 1-855-954-6969. You can text your story at 46969. Or if email's better, it's email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So we got an email from a listener that actually sparked this. Nothing too crazy, but he said, talking to my brother, he listens to you guys all the time too. This happened the other day. He was at work for a local cable provider. Anyway, he's out in the middle of buttcrack nowhere trying to fix a customer's internet connection, which he later found out was not working due to something the customer did. Anyway, the customer is this old creepy guy and was following him around everywhere he went, watching everything he did.
Wow.
The guy kept saying that he thought the problem could be in the basement.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he unplugged it himself or whatever.
Yeah. And he wanted to get him.
I'm pretty sure you're going to want to go downstairs and have a look, see all the wiring I've got down there. Just go in the basement.
He's old, old Buffalo Bill.
Just go in the basement. Yeah, come on. Go in the basement, please. Go down there. Just get down there.
He's old.
He's real slow to follow down.
Yeah. Hold on, though. I got to get in my chair that takes me down there. It hands me my Bengay. Rub it on my back. Yeah, just rub it on my back and legs.
Okay.
It grabs my varicose vein socks. Compression socks.
It's different when they're old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so, did he go downstairs? Was he a fool?
He said that is, he heard the guy say that when he was on the phone, and literally they couldn't stop laughing thinking of the Buffalo Bill voices.
Yeah.
So their suggestion was, what was your Buffalo Bill moment? And that's what we're doing right now. We're going to start things off with Pete. Hi, Pete. Good morning, man. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
Good. What was your Buffalo Bill moment?
A couple years ago, my girlfriend, who's now my wife, were up northern Michigan, pull off the side of the road, found a nice beautiful lake, kind of down a secluded dirt road. We get out, walk around about 30 minutes, not a soul in sight. Walk around, come back to the car. As I go to open the door up, this guy comes out of nowhere, walks up to us, and he says in the Buffalo Bill voice, "Have you seen the loons?" So yeah. I'm kind of throwing off a bit by that. You know, I put my arm kind of
beautiful
go between my wife and him, and I put my other hand on my hip where, you know, I was carrying.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I've seen a whole bunch of them." And he's like, "Beautiful, aren't they?" I was like, "Okay, we got to go." Hopped in the car, took off.
He's like, watching birds. I love birds! Don't you love their majestic beauty? You were out here watching them, too. I've been out here for 8 years. Fancy meeting you here in my loon spot.
Weird, you're in the middle of nowhere and just some guy comes up.
That would be very scary.
Super scary.
Now, when you think you found some place that's like way off the beaten path, you should see no one else. Mm-hmm. That's when you get offed.
Right.
You know?
I'm glad you guys came out here to look at loons with me. We're going to stay here forever. Best of friends.
This one says, I once met a guy from online dating who was wearing fake hair weaved into his hair, and his arms were unusually short, and he smelled like rotten meat. He fell in love with me the first night and became my stalker. Hooray for me. Hooray for online dating.
That is a description there.
You know what, Lise?
Short arms and
Lise,
hair.
Lise.
Smells like meat?
I know, but how...
An acquired taste.
How do you allow me as Buffalo Bill, the meat-smelling short-arm guy with a weave,
right,
to even date you that first night? Like, you...
Right,
you know, didn't.
Don't give me the chance Bring to fall on. Madly in love with you. Will you pass me the appetizers? And you're going to have to reach because of my T-Rex arms. I can't quite reach the silverware. Give me a hug. Come on. Give me a hug. Do it. Love me. Hug me. I don't have elbows.
I just, you know what I mean? Like, she obviously hung out with him for a whole night.
Mm. This one.
You led me on.
Dated a girl for a little while. I swear her name was Billy. Mm-hmm. She was from Buffalo. There you go. Driving her home from dinner one night, speeding just a little bit, the girl pulls a knife on me and starts accusing me of cheating.
Oh.
Well, I slam on the brakes to bash her head off the dashboard and then take the knife. The guy she was cheating on me with was waiting for me at her house when I dropped her off, and they both threatened to wear my face like a mask. Needless to say...
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Go.
There wasn't another date. There wasn't another date after
that. Was just the first date?
Well, he said dated. I don't know how long they were together.
Jesus.
That's a smart move, though. Bang her head off the dashboard.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be able to think of that.
No, I mean, I'm about to be stabbed to death, so.
Yeah.
Robert's up next. Robert, what was your Buffalo Bill type moment you were in?
My Buffalo Bill type moment, I put myself in it, actually. Me and my current wife, we were just dating at the time, and we just got done doing the deed. She got up to go to the bathroom, and I thought it was a good idea to stand in the corner of the bedroom and grab a thing of cherry chapstick and talk the bits and do the whole spiel.
Pretty.
Yeah. So I'm dancing. There's some Depeche Mode in the background. Don't judge me. She comes into the room and looks at me and turns pale white and turns around and runs.
Mm.
Half naked. I live in the south side of Jackson, and she's running through my house, and my roommate grabs her, and he says, we had to explain to her. It took a half hour to explain to her to bring her down from a panic attack that was from a movie.
Oh, so like, she just thought you actually were really Buffalo Bill.
Oh, my God. Idea. She thought I was going to skin her and wear her face as a hat.
So we
had only hooked up a couple of times at this point, you know, and she didn't know that much about me, and my sense of humor is very twisted and very dark, and
okay,
I thought it was perfect timing.
So, like, you gave her a spiel about needing her skin or something?
I can't say it on the radio, but I did the whole I got into it. I really got into it, man. I really embraced the character.
A real performance piece.
At that moment.
I'm
still waiting for my SAG card to come in the mail. I don't know whatever happened to it, but I really embraced that moment, man. And it took us a half hour to talk her down from a full out panic attack. That was the day I found out she has really bad anxiety, too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you...
That would freak me out. I know the scene of the movie, but I would still be like, what in the hell are you doing? Yeah.
When you sell it too much.
Yeah.
When you really commit to that role, it's a little crazy.
When someone can't tell you're joking.
But it's funny to try to calm somebody down with lipstick on and with your wiener. Right. Hey, listen, I was joking. I got to show you some movies.
Come here, sit down.
Let me get this lipstick off.
This one, we're asking, what was your real-life Buffalo Bill moment you've experienced? This one time I stopped by an old farmhouse that had a bunch of antiques for sale in the front yard. While I was looking, there was an old guy in a rocking chair on a broken-down porch. He was the quintessential old hillbilly with a dirty wife beater and suspenders. He says, there's more in the house if you want to take a look.
No.
All the yellow on my shirt, some of it's lemonade. Some of it's not. Come in the house and see my other wares. I just want to show you some antiques. I got a nice living room and I got a man cave. Real, actual cave full of men.
Man cave.
Literally dead ones.
He said, I don't think so. I got in my car quickly and left. Yeah, don't go into old hillbilly's house.
No. I don't think I could stop at just a random farmhouse that was just in the middle of nowhere.
No. You went to the middle of nowhere to pick up some sort of friggin' speaker.
Well, it wasn't really the middle of nowhere. That was a neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, if it was like a farmhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And like, there's just farmland.
You interested in the speaker I put on Craigslist?
I am. I'm here for the...
Come on in. It's down in the basement.
And there I go.
There it is in that pit.
Let's go to Holly, who's next. Hi, Holly. Good morning. How are you?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Talking about your real-life Buffalo Bill moment.
Okay, so I live in a town called Colchester, and there's a neighboring town, Amherstburg, Ontario. It's kind of by Windsor. And it didn't happen to me, but it was a local news story that happened about a month ago, and I actually sent it to you guys through email. But there was a lady pulling out of her driveway on a rural road at like 5 in the morning, and she spotted another woman crawling out of the ditch all dirty, and she had long black hair, and it was in front of her face, so she called the police, and she ended up just driving off. But the police had said that it was an isolated incident and they didn't do anything about it at all. And they said there's no concern. But I guess there have been other people who have come on social media saying that they've experienced the exact same thing in the same area.
Is she okay? Did they offer her help?
No, they never responded.
Well, they got there and the lady wasn't there when they got there. But they had an idea of who it was. I think it was a case of a mental illness, probably. But it was just, like, I'm a truck driver, and I used to drive nights, and I was terrified because I live around this area. So every time I'd come home at night, I'd run right from my car to my house, and it just freaked me right out.
You didn't want to encounter Ditch Lady.
No. No, you don't. I mean, she looks like the Ring chick. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no, thanks. No.
She's Canadian. How's she gone?
How's she going?
No!
How's she going, eh?
This one, she said, guy wanted to fool around. I was into it until he wanted to do vampire play and cut me and drink my blood.
Yeah.
Can I have a sip or two, please?
Yeah.
It's been going so well, I thought I'd cut you open now and drink you. I want to taste your blood. A little bit. Just a little. It's good.
This one, coming home from Chicago one time with my parents. About 1 in the morning, we stopped at a rest stop. Creepy old dude followed my dad and I into the restroom, then back to our car. I was at the car, and he stopped us to tell us a story that he needed a lift. Well, my dad gave him a $10 bill and said, hey, get a cab. My mom was watching from the car and was pretty sure this guy was going to kill my dad and I.
Oh, but I don't want to get a cab. I want to drive in your car with your lovely family. Everybody on Uber gave me no stars as a passenger. And $10 isn't enough to go anywhere.
There's another one at a rest station. Stopped at a rest stop. I was followed into the bathroom by a Pickle Bark employee who pulls up to the urinal next to me, peeks over the wall, and starts pleasuring himself.
Oh, jeez.
Then he looks at me and says, and I wish I was lying, "It sure is hot in here. Want to give me a hand?"
Oh,
rest stops do the devil's work.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
I just had nobody here to help me with all this work I'm doing. Boy, it's a hot one, huh? What are you doing over there? Wow. Can you help? Give me a hand.
That's dope. I'd pee in the bushes is my better suggestion. Oh, stop somewhere else area, and pee in the bushes.
Yeah, like it's almost better just get out and just pee right there at your car.
There's never been a time I've stopped at a rest area and been like, this is going to be awesome.
Never.
Yeah, no.
Never
no.
once. Let's go to Brian, who's next. Brian, what's your Buffalo Bill type story you can share?
How's she going, eh?
Oh, how's she going, eh?
Well, guys, I met a young lady in college who happened to be a local and went out a few times and seemed to be all right. And we never really put two and two together, but we noticed some of our stuff in our dorm room started disappearing. Missing stuff like clothes, and ended up one time, all of a sudden, one of the laptops disappeared. Well, one day, we were in town after going to the grocery store, and we're driving, and sure enough, there she is walking down the street wearing our clothes. Hat, sweatshirt, I mean, it's not like it was, you know, just generalized stuff. It was, you know, sport team stuff with names and all sorts of stuff. And
oh, wow.
Come to find out, this was not the first time she had done it. We found out later on down the road, we were contacted by the county, the court system, because they found our computer and a bunch of other stuff at her place. So we weren't her first one.
So that it was her weird deal. She would
that is creepy.
Super somehow creepy. Make a key or
when you'd see Andy a girl walking down the street wearing your clothes.
Yeah, it does look huge on you.
what are you doing?
It's not ideal at all.
Bill from Mount Clemens. Bill, tell us what was your Buffalo Bill type story you can share.
CrossFit. So when I was in college, I was at a party and we were looking to score some weed. Mm-hmm. And I made the fatal mistake of just agreeing to the first guy who said he had weed at his apartment.
Oh, I've got some. I got so much devil's cabbage at my house, you're going to love it. Come on over.
And this guy, we walked back to his place, mm-hmm. and we get there and he has, I kid you not, probably five like locks on his door, like different types of latching locks.
Want to be safe?
Oh yep. My god!
And, literally, he opens one. The door. We walk in, and in his living room, this is the only furniture he had: a mattress on the floor, a table, and one reclining chair. That was literally the entire. That was the apartment.
Mm.
Boy,
you sure he wasn't just in radio?
It's possible. I've had the exact same thing.
So we buy our weed. We're trying to like slowly like get out of there without offending this guy. He goes, "Hey, you guys want to see my gun?" And we're like, No.
Oh my God. Gotta go.
All right.
You really think you should check it out? You're gonna want to see it. I'm an enthusiast.
This one, driving to a buddy's house late at night, blew a tire. I called him because I was just up the street, and I called my dad to help me fix the tire. While I'm waiting there for my friend to show up, this guy drives by, pulls over about 20 feet in front of my car, and says, "You need help?"
Mm-hmm. Need some help? Oh, you look like you need some assistance.
A little trouble?
I said, "No, I'm waiting for someone," as I was still on the phone with my friend. Well, he just sat there and waited the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch. I'll make sure you're safe in case
you'll
you need.
Never be as safe as you are right now.
When my friend finally showed up, the guy got into his car and drove away.
Oh, that's so creepy.
He does
right?
have
I'm
friends.
Stuck in my car. There's nowhere I can go, and now you're right there.
not moving.
And like, what am I doing? Am I just waiting? Because like, if you don't really have, if you really don't have friends.
Well, looks like your friends didn't show up. You looked at your Facebook looking a bit skimpy. Come home with me, please.
This guy says, I do residential plumbing, and I can assure you one in every 100 people is Buffalo Bill. No exaggeration. A large percentage of the population is serial killers, he says.
Oh, wow.
A little trouble with the toilet because I tried to flush an arm down it. Be surprised how a shoulder blade gets stuck.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's
every
scary.
Time you walk in that house, you don't know what you'll get.
Yeah, no, you really don't go into other people's homes. That's
amazing.
You're rolling the dice every time.
You're like my wallet's human hair. Yeah.
Let's go next to Matt. Matt, what's your Buffalo Bill story you can share with us?
Yeah, so titty whiskers for one.
Titty whiskers to you, sir.
So we were in Dollywood, like you guys are talking about a couple weeks ago, and yes. We went to the whitewater rafting. Oof. And the GPS took us through just the most hillbilly place ever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, take a left down the street, and it looked like a trailer park of just basically all Billy, these
Buffalo Bills.
All just crazy. Yeah, Buffalo Bills. And so we're taking this one left-hand turn. It was just a freaking disaster. And these two dudes are sitting in an old school, like, dump truck seat on the side of the road underneath a tree, wearing nothing but overalls underneath it. And it was just, it was bad. It was the sketchiest thing ever. And I was getting road sick. I wanted to throw up. I was like, no, just keep going, dude. Just keep going. I'll throw up later. It was bad.
Yeah, I saw some people like that in Tennessee, too, that...
Tennessee is a weird place.
It is.
Because there is a small section where they've tried to, like, make it city life.
There's just but Nashville.
Right? Yeah.
There's Nashville, you know, like, and even, like, Pigeon Forge and...
Right, so there's tourist areas, but you go off the regular path.
Once you're off the beaten path.
Which I did a few times as a shortcut. Oh, that was... Whew. Scary.
A lost stranger?
Like, you can tell you better not break down.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Me with a van full of Indians.
Yeah. I think West Virginia would be more scary. Like, in the hills.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure there's other more hick places. Lauren, you're up next. What's your Buffalo Bill type story?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So, me and my boyfriend, we drove down to Florida. We were making our way back up to Michigan. And he had to run into the bathroom. And he came out looking like he had just seen a ghost. I was like, what's wrong? He's like, I went into the single-use, you know, men's bathroom, and, you know, I forgot to lock the door. And he was going to the bathroom, and a guy walked in and started to pull his own pants down. And my boyfriend was like, oh, sir, excuse me, there's just one. And he's like, yeah, I know. And my boyfriend, he said, I pulled my pants up as quick as I possibly could and just took off out of there.
My God, what a fatal error, not locking the door behind you.
But I think in a lot of those rest stops, some of them don't even have doors, or they have half doors.
But like you said, it was like a single use.
Yeah, that was like a single
use. This was like a single use. Like, he went in just for him, and then the guy was like, see, you left the door unlocked. My turn.
I hope you don't mind if I take my pants off while you do that.
Because I've been at a couple of rest stops years ago on a road trip, and we went to Chicago. One we went into was super weird. It was like half walls.
Yeah, around, so that no one could do drugs.
Right. But then
whatnot.
The other one was just didn't have doors on the stalls at all.
That's crazy.
Then it's nuts.
Hope you don't mind. I'm just going to stand here and watch you. I like taking in the sights and sounds. And smells. That's my favorite part.
A few more quick calls here. We're wondering what's your Buffalo Bill type story you can share with us. Cassandra, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hi, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
So I was working at a charity where I had to go to a lot of schools, and I was out at this looking for this rural school in rural Ontario, Canada, and it just felt so deliverance to me. It was just really like a dilapidated area, and I was lost. So I pulled into a rest stop, and I was looking on my phone to find out where I was going, and this young man started knocking on the window, and I looked at him, and his face was just covered in lumps, and he smiled a big smile, and he had not one single tooth. And I just started, I screamed and Like I just screamed and screamed. I dropped my phone. I couldn't get the key. I'm screaming. I couldn't turn the car on. And I peeled out of there. And then I thought afterwards, this poor boy was probably just seeing if I needed help. And, you know,
yes,
he
this poor misfigured
sort of
fellow was well, trying to help. Still, but no I teeth mean, and face.
I guess she didn't like my no teeth and lumps. Oh, people are always just freaking out about these face lumps. And if that doesn't get them, my toothless mouth done.
I mean, I don't. I mean, what are you supposed to?
There ain't no dentist out
I
here.
Feel that's how no teeth face lumps turns into Buffalo Bill, right? Yeah. All the people react to him like that, and then he finally
One
goes
day
off the edge.
I'm going to have a beautiful set of skin. That's right. I'll just start taking other people's teeth, and then I'll put their faces over mine to cover up my lumps.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I think you're right.
This
I
one
do.
Went on a date with a guy, successful, handsome, engineer, very type A, though. Halfway through the movie we're watching, he started telling me about how he's full-on prepping for the apocalypse. Then he asked me if I wanted to try drinking some pee through his gas mask and straw attachment. Mm. Apparently, it filters urine and turns it into water. Hell no, she says.
Just like what you get in the gas station in a bottle.
You never know when you're going to encounter a prepper.
No.
Right.
You know? They're serious.
You're on the verge, Chuck.
I just want a bunker that I can just go to just to disappear.
Yeah, not even with
not the even. Yeah, I don't even care about the apocalypse.
Just on an everyday basis.
Just a my own life bunker.
This one, when I was 17, I was exercising in a park near my house wearing a tank top, doing laps around a track. Noticed a guy sitting on the park bench staring at me every time I passed on the track opposite him. 85 degrees. He's wearing long pants and a winter jacket. I ran around the track a few times and had to go in front of him to leave the park. Once I started toward him, he stood up, walked towards me, and started talking, so I took my headphone out. He asked if I liked to party.
You like to party?
No.
Then told me he had some friends who had a hot tub and wanted to know if I wanted to come around.
Oh, my God.
Just a little fun and bubbles. It's a party with me and a couple of my buddies.
I said, no thanks, and then he handed me a piece of paper with a number and address on it, and I waited for him to get 100 yards away, ran to the top of the hill, and called the police sergeant I knew and gave them the phone number and address.
Wow. That's creepy. He's out there.
Winter jacket and 85 degrees.
Yeah. That's just something's off. Recipe of jerking off is what that is. That's
Fuzzy.
All that is.
Yeah.
Hey, Fuzzy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you? Penis, balls.
Penis. What's your Buffalo Bill type
Hi,
moment?
Hi, Fuzzy.
Hey, so I'm going to tell the story in reverse. I paid my mugger $20 because I walked into a old gas station after my first time I had intercourse with my black girlfriend at the time.
Yeah,
and my pants,
of course.
My pants were down, so I'm just like to the attendant. I'm lost. I don't have, like, my phone battery is gone. I need to find my way back to Rochester Hills. I'm like in Detroit by Martin Luther King Drive. This one black old guy, he comes to me. He's like, hey, I'll show you where to go. You got any money on you? And I'm like, I got $10. You got $20 on you? There's an ATM over there. Oh, great. You can give me $40 then. I was out of it, so I'm just like, yeah, sure, why not? So I drove this random stranger in my car a good 2 miles.
Oh, my God.
And luckily, he didn't really mug me or anything. He just said, good job on my achievement, because I'm a small white guy. But
there you go. That's your story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And when someone asks me, what's my Buffalo Bill type story, I will just play that call.
I couldn't tell which one was which.
Buffalo Bill called in.
Hey, guys, what's up? I heard you doing the same thing on Buffalo Bill.
I got so many stories for you.
Let me tell you, one time I went to a gas station. I had a black girlfriend at the time. I didn't have any pants on. And a black guy wanted me to take him to the ATM, so I killed him.
Or killed him right there in my car. Penis and balls.
Have a great show, guys. I love the show. Long time listener. Take my phone call.
Thanks.
for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.